Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on with our discussion in the Rambam of the Ikar HaGadol, Amar HaTorah VeHaMitzvah, which is unmitigated Bechira Chavshis, the Rambam writes the following. Ilu Ha'el HaYagozer La'adam Lios Tzadik HaRasha. If God determined, decreed that a person should be the righteous or wicked, O Ilu Haya Sham Davar Shem Moshech HaSa'adam BeIkar Tolanto. The prescience of the Rambam is astonishing, genetic predisposition to the point of a person not having choice. Davar shem moshech es ha'adam bi'ikar tolato l'derech min adracham olamada min ha'mada'os, on a particular path or to particular dogma or a particular ideology, min ha'de'os, or a certain moral virtue, olamasa min hamasim, or even to a specific action. So here the Rambam is working from, you know, the macro to the micro, I would say. Tzadik o'rasha, which is an aggregate, right? Derech min hadrachim, mada min hamadaos, deya min hadeos, maisim min hamaisim. There are five different categories. Tzadik o'rasha is obviously the broadest of them all. Derech min hadrachim, right? There's a derech tzadik and there's a derech rasha. Mada min hamadaos is in, right, dogma for the Rambam that's particularly important, a certain idea or axiom that a person maintains, principle. Deya min hadeos, right, moral virtue. Maasa min hamasa is an isolated particular action. Kemosha bodim milibam hatipshim hovrei shamayim, heya chayim mitzav alano yidei nevi'im, asekach ve'alta asekach, heitivu darcheichem ve'altilchu acharei rish achem, Vehu mitchilas briyaso kvar nigzar alav. It's already been decreed. So what room would there be for any of these exhortations on the part of the prophets? O tolanato timshoch oso ledavar she'efshar lozuz mimenu. Or by nature, the person would be pulled in one of these directions, right? So that, again, it could be lederech tova, derech ra'a, but either by divine, you know, writ, or by genetic predisposition, or maybe that's hainu hach, right? That would be the way that God could program it all in, right? There'd be no basis for God telling a person to do X or not to do Y, because it's all already, right, predetermined. It's all baked into the system to begin with. The entire premise of Torah is irrelevant at that stage, right? The entire notion of Torah life is that a person may atzmo b'dayto machshavaso, as we said before. You know, this is what defines a person as a tzelem elokim. Hein adam haya ke'achad mimenu ma'makom haya l'chol ha'Torah kula. Uve'eze din ve'ezem nishpad nifra min ha'rasha mishalim schar l'tzadik. Ha'shofei kol aretz lo yaseh mishpad. So the Rambam says two ideas here at the end. So again, the Rambam is the strongest formulation, right? Read after Ikar HaGadol Amud HaTorah VeHaMitzvah. The Rambam says two things would be implausible absent unmitigated, unlimited free will. So number one is there would be no basis for the Torah. The Torah presupposes people having the capacity to freely choose to act rightly or wrongly, righteously or wickedly. So that's number one. There'd be no basis for any moral instruction. It would all have been predetermined. Number two, right, as a derivative of that idea, right, once everything is predetermined, there's no basis for either reward or punishment, such as that it's immoral to punish people for things that were beyond their control. It's also unreasonable to reward them for things that they did not earn, right? So again, the Rambam is saying that the entire foundation of Yadus requires unmitigated Bechira Chavshis. And what the rest of the parak is going to do, and we'll start with that tomorrow, is to present all kinds of questions. And the Rambam's answer in all cases is going to be, no matter how difficult this problem is, sometimes he thinks the problems are more difficult, sometimes he thinks they're less difficult, but it doesn't matter. This, we're unwilling to compromise on. And again, this will just, you know, connect to an idea. This is the Rambam contra the Ramban. But the Ramban thinks that that there will come a time, you know, human existence, where there won't be scharva onesh, that's Yemosa Mashiach, because there will be a milas halev, but there will still be Torah, but, you know, people will sort of carry out the Torah without having to really, you know, fight against the Yetzer Hara to do so. It's a pre-Eitz Hadas, Chet Eitz Hadas kind of existence. The Ramban would be mechalek between these two ideas in the Rambam. The Ramban could imagine a world without Bechira Chavshis being a world in which there'd still be value to Torah, people simply implementing the Torah by their good nature. There won't be any Yetzer Hara, but he would admit that there's no schar for keeping the Torah under those conditions. The Rambam is a purist. The Rambam says you can't have one without the other. The Rambam's idea is that, you know, Eimein Olam is the Mosam Hashiach al-Shibud Malchus Bilvad, based on Shmuel. And the Rambam would tell you that absent free will, that there's no point of Torah. Because the point of Torah isn't just for God's blueprint to play out, but for human beings to be willing and knowing and conscious, intentional partners with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Briyas HaOlam.